music.
The power of music. The power that music has to move us.
Move us. I like that. Say, so it'd be like a Friday night, and I'm drinking a couple of beers, and you get that little bit of a buzz at home. And then some song will come on from whatever, 1988 or 1973, whatever. And immediately it brings up a memory of whatever. So it puts you in a different world, right? Puts you in a different world.
Music transcends everything. And I'm a person, like traffic jams and all that stuff here in Houston doesn't bother me as long as I have music. If I have music, I can make it through absolutely anything.
Why is that? Why does music do that to us? Cheers. So this is episode 4 of Lola and Robbie. And we talked about the first three that were pretty heavy. I forgot what the first two, but we've pretty heavy conversation. This one is a little more lighter.
Yeah.
Something that we both love. I don't know that I've ever met anyone that does not love music.
Everybody loves music.
And this is not talking about music like people in music. This is just the power of music.
The power of music. The power that music has to move us.
Move us. I like that. I like that. And before, so earlier today, I did some just quick research. I just typed in the power of music, and something came up on Healthline that talked about all the different ways that music helps people. Not just, well, first of all, it's very emotional.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny. So I go jogging. When I jog, if I get to the track, when I get to the park, and I realize I forgot my, you know, my
it totally changes everything.
Oh, hell, I go home. I don't even bother. Because I can't.
I don't feel so guilty because I'm the exact same way.
Oh, my God, I can't. Like this. Because actually, when I'm there with the music, I'm in a different world.
Yeah.
I am in a different. At the gym, I don't listen to it, I think, because there's so many people around. There's music on. But at the park, I am in my own world. And it's got to be good music, and that gets me pumped up.
Do you have a favorite park that you like to jog in, Robbie?
Yeah, Memorial Park.
You like Memorial Park. Okay.
Herman Park is definitely better in the summer because there's so many more trees.
Uh-huh.
But I don't know that track well enough. You know, when you know a track and you're jogging, you know when you're getting tired, I need to make it to that tree.
Yeah.
You know where you are. When I'm somewhere I don't know, and I know I don't get as good as a jog.
So I'm a Terry Hershey Park person.
Oh, okay.
I love Terry Hershey, and because you know they have the whole endowment thing to the books in the library, and along the trail you can stop and you can pick out a book from under
this
bench and stuff, and like sit and read if you need a break or whatever. So yeah,
but
I love Terry Hershey Park. Yeah.
Oh wow. What I love is I get down there. I actually like when it's more crowded. When it's more crowded, I get more pumped up because you see so many people out there, and everyone's out there for the same reason.
Yeah.
We all come from different walks of life, but you're out there for the same reason.
Yeah.
And by the way,
for
if you hear the
love
noise,
of the sport.
Right. Yeah, but without music, I've gotten there when I'm getting out of the car and I'm getting ready to get my own world, and I look around, I realize I don't have it, and Lola, I've turned around and said, I can't. Jogging, okay. So that's jogging, but every morning when I get up, so I'm self-employed, so I'm home by myself, I have a dog. Every morning, I'm up for about 5 minutes. First thing I do is I put on Pandora, I have my Bose speaker, and the genre will be, it's different every time. Sometimes I'll start off with we talked about it, Yacht Rock Radio, a lot of good music. Sometimes it's smooth jazz. If I'm working on a video that's very intense, I need something with no voice, but I need something.
Yeah.
I can't not have some. And then usually on Fridays, I'd normally put on 1970s disco. Even if it doesn't matter what to work, I need to hear that. So music, number one, mood-wise, you can put on a different genre and it's a whole different mood.
Yeah.
Right? So doing what you do, do you ever, when you're talking with people, number one, do you play music in your place while you're talking with them? And other things, you also recommend that they play music?
So absolutely. Anyone who's ever been a client of Zen Imago knows that when you hit the door, your senses are going to be attacked by sound and smell. So I'm very particular about what my surroundings smell like and what you hear upon arrival. And so what you hear upon arrival, depending upon the time of year, could be anything from just different sounds of the outdoors or nature, or it could be classical music, or it could be Christmas music. Love Christmas music. We are in October, so be forewarned. The next 2 weeks, it's about to go down.
Two
I'm
weeks,
already
wow,
going to start the Christmas
cow.
Music, yes. And so, yeah, but I love music. I absolutely always have to have something playing because I just believe in the power of music to move people. And music transcends everything. And I'm a person, like traffic jams and all that stuff here in Houston doesn't bother me as long as I have music. If I have music, I can make it through absolutely anything.
Why is that? Why does music do that to us?
You know, first of all, let me say thank you to anyone and everyone out there that's an artist, composer, writer, whatever, because you literally help just make the world a more pleasant place to exist in.
Yeah.
And music speaks to us. It speaks to us at a soul level. And our souls, unfortunately, in society as a collective, our souls go largely neglected. And so if it weren't for music, we wouldn't be in touch with our souls the way that we are. So music reminds us that we are alive and that we must live since we're alive. At least that's my take on it.
No,
that's what music
good. I like
means
that.
To me.
I like that. I'll tell you, sometimes I'll hear a song. I'm just going to say a song. It'd be like a Friday night, and I'm drinking a couple of beers, and you get that little bit of a buzz at home. And then some song will come on from, whatever, 1988 or 1973, whatever. And immediately it brings up a memory of whatever. So it puts you in a different world, right? Puts you in a different world. That's one of the things I love about music.
Now, when that happens to you, Rob, do you ever go down the rabbit hole of like, oh, I love that song, and oh, whatever happened to them? And then
you Google them? Yes. Absolutely. Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, and some songs you hear, you're like, how did this group only have one hit?
Like, it was so wonderful. Yes. Yeah, you're like, it was so wonderful. How did they just have this one hit? But yeah.
But it is funny. So, because I'll hear a song. There are certain songs that I hear, and I'm going to say the years were probably 75, 76. And I'll hear them, Lola, I could be anywhere. And when I hear that, it absolutely puts me in a good state of mind. I'm like, oh, wow, that was, because you immediately think about that time in my life. I was a little kid. But man, such great times. And you know, usually it's a summertime song, if that makes any sense.
Mm-hmm.
But wow. So in the article on Healthline, it said that they just found, I say just, I think it was 2013 or something.
Mm-hmm.
They were, how do you say, when they're digging up, you know, and they found a flute. It's the oldest known musical instrument, something like, is it 4,000 years old? Something ridiculously. And it's the first, it's the oldest musical, so musical's way back, goes way back. But they talked about it even helps you learn. Have you heard that before, where music can help you learn? I'm assuming, again, I do work, I always have music in the background, so it helps me when I'm working. I don't know if that's what they mean, I didn't really read the entire article, obviously. But have you heard that at all?
Or? Absolutely, so because music awakens various parts of the autonomic nervous system. And so I know that for certain therapies, such as polyvagal therapy that talks about engaging the vagus nerve that's on the left and right sides of our neck right here, you know, you may be familiar with where they're telling you to dab perfume or cologne on your pulse points.
Yeah, okay.
Well, that's the vagus nerve. And so that nerve connects to the brain, the heart, and the belly. And so it's that nerve that sort of encompasses the entire human body. And when we can apply anything to that nerve, like cold, for example, to calm and relax the nerve, or if we play music and it activates a certain part of that nerve that activates a certain part of our brain, then it releases all of these endorphins and releases all of these chemicals that mean for us to feel good. And so music has that power.
Yeah.
And for me, I like to tell clients, especially when they're going through something tough in life, you know, what's your crunk song is what I like to call it. What's your song that just gets you going, keeps you motivated, makes you know that everything's going to be okay. You can like plow through whatever obstacle or adversity is in your way. That's right. Important to have.
Yeah.
And sometimes music can be a person's best friend. So if you don't have a lot of friends or a large family, get into music. Music can really meet a lot of emotional needs.
Yeah.
And it can teach you a lot about how to emote and how to connect with other people.
I agree. So when I go to sleep at night, most times I don't, once in a while I'll play music, but usually if I can't sleep, that's the first thing I do. Music, or sometimes Lola, I'll throw on, and again in Pandora, you could do it on, I'm sure, on Spotify, anything. I'll put on like rain sounds. It's like these sounds, they for whatever reason, they resonate with us.
Mm-hmm.
Even the white noise. I was like, what the hell is white noise? I had no idea what it was. I'm like, how is this going to help? And I tried it out one night. I'm like, wow.
And it helps.
It does work. It's amazing, man. It really is amazing.
What's a song or something that really takes you back? Like, can you think back to maybe your teen years, a song that used to speak to you?
Yeah. So, okay. So, it is a song that has nothing to do with... The song's words have nothing to do with what... But there's... Remember Captain and Tennille back in the day?
Yeah!
So, they had a song, Love Will Keep Us Together. And then she had another one right after that, You Better Shop Around.
Mm-hmm.
That was out, I think, if my memory's right, at least in my memory, it was out during the summer. Right, I just remember being on the beach listening to it, and the movie Jaws came out right, I think right before that. I have such good, great memories of going to see that movie with my family and then seeing it like multiple times with friends. It was like a great summer. So, and that song must have been at the beach. I can't say, because that when it was number one, it was played all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know that I liked it that much as I do today. Whatever comes on today, Lola, it gives me a feeling of, again, being back on the beach back in 1975 or whatever the hell year it was.
Yeah.
Oh, that immediately. That song for sure does it. A lot of the Doobie Brothers stuff does it for me. And I'm not a big Doobie Brothers fan, but I must have, I think just growing up, and that was early 70s.
Because
I remember playing in the street with my friends immediately. It's funny how you'll hear something or a sense. If you smell something, okay, perfect. I'm just going to jump off. I went to a, just jumping off music for a second, just going into another sense, which is, smell. I went into VFW hall about 2 or 3 weeks ago for some event. VFW.
Nice. Glad you're going there. We love our veterans.
Very good.
Toast
there you
our
go.
Veterans.
Right, there you go. And I have not been in one, seriously. I don't know, because in New York they had all little VFWs around.
Mm-hmm.
Lola, you walk in and it had that exact same smell. As soon as you smelt it.
Are you serious?
Yes. It's like going into a school. You know, my school in New York, PS 100, it had this smell. And when I went to a school here years ago for something, as soon as I walked in, I was like, wow, school has that smell. And immediately it brings up a memory from way back when.
Yeah.
And music does the same thing.
It
what
does.
About you? Do you have a, is there a song that...
So there are several. Okay, so first of all, you spoke about the Doobie Brothers, which that just always brings a smile to my face because there was a sitcom back in the day called What's Happening.
What's Happening, yes.
And so
Raj?
Yeah. And on one episode, they got in trouble for going to a Doobie Brothers concert and like we're recording it, the tape recorder fell out. So that's just always funny. That's
wow.
Just always, yeah. And Michael McDonald, just his like distinctive voice,
yeah.
Always makes, just it just brings up good feelings. I don't know. It just brings up good feelings. So I love that. So that's one thing. So
yeah.
Taking it to the streets, that's one thing.
Yeah,
I
yeah,
love
yeah.
That song. Another song that brings up nostalgia for me is during my grad school years when I was a brand ambassador for a bunch of liquor brands, and Jay-Z had popular song, I think it was the whole Blueprint album, but really popular at the time. And so just so happened I reunited with a bunch of friends from elementary school that I would see when I would be going out doing my promotions work. Oh, wow. And so that song, Give It To Me, Give Me That Some, yeah, that song always brings back good memories of grad school for me. Fun times.
Oh, wow.
Love it. And then Toni Braxton's Breathe Again brings back just high school memories and like all of that love angst and the highs, the lows.
Right.
And so those are really songs that, yeah, always trigger really good memories, happy memories and stuff for me. So I love those. And then, let's see, even right now, wow, right now it can be just about anything, but I love a lot of the newer young female artists that are coming out, that Lotto, Megan Thee Stallion, because some of their lyrics are so racy.
Yeah.
Racy, but also so funny. Their like comedic gifts are so great. And so it's just, it's I don't know, it just brings about warm, fuzzy, funny feelings. I don't know, I'm like a proud mom, I guess. It's like, shame on you for saying that, but aha, that's funny. You know? So good stuff. So yeah, but music is so powerful, and I listen to music literally all day long, from the time I wake up to the in the morning to the time I go to bed at night. Wow. In the shower, I'm like hitting my YouTube music, putting music on, showering, cleaning up. I have to always have music going 100% of the time.
Yeah. Do you do all different genres depending upon
all
what
different
mood?
Genres. Yeah. I'm a big Brahms fan because I love classical music.
Wow.
But I also love my hair bands.
Yeah.
Love Warrant. I love Poison. I love AC/DC. So all of that. So
Holy cow. Okay, so here is. When I was a kid, my mom, when she would be cleaning in the kitchen, and she would have on, this is New York, 1970, she would have a station called WRFM, and R stood for relax.
Mm-hmm.
Really, it was elevated music, right? Because it wasn't even Sinatra, and it was very soft music. And I remember asking my mom, I said, Mom, why do you listen to this? Because you're a kid. She said, because I like it. She said, son, when you get older, you're going to like it. And I'm thinking, there's no way. And Lola, I have a station called WRFM on Pandora. I'm like,
really?
Oh, yes. And it's all that old elevated
music.
And
you love it.
There are times when I'm like, I just need that, especially if I'm working. If I'm trying to concentrate, I can't have, some people need quiet. I can't have, I need to have something in the background.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll put that on.
Yeah.
I'll put that on. And then also, you know, music is incredibly powerful in video and in movies. If ever you should watch a movie coming attraction, just turn the sound down, because it's all this wild stuff, but they really match mm-hmm. the music. When you turn it down, you lose all of the emotion of that. That's why.
That's so true.
When I make a video for someone, they say, Rob, can you put, if it's a short video, a 30-second video, can you put, you know, the overlay with the words? I said, I can do that. Why? And I know why. Because a lot of people will watch their phone. They don't have music on, right? Mm. They don't have the sound on.
Mm-hmm.
So they, and I get that. But when you watch it with the sound and with the music, that message in video is way more powerful.
It comes across way more powerful. I 100% agree. And also, I think, too, the powerful thing about music is that it just, literally, we're sitting where we're sitting right now at this table, but put on a certain song and we can be transported to a whole nother place in time.
Absolutely.
Right here, right now.
Absolutely.
And I absolutely love that and value that so incredibly much.
In fact, you talked about Christmas music. I remember coming home one time from, I was definitely in elementary school. And my dad, I came home, my dad was talking to my uncle. And he's like, man, I got up this morning, I put my Frank Sinatra album, back then it was albums. Because I put the Frank Sinatra Christmas album on this morning, and I have no idea why that's in my head, you know, why that's stuck mm-hmm. in my memory, but Lola, every Christmas, one of the first things when I get out, I still have CDs, right? I have my Pandora stuff, but I'll get out the Frank Sinatra, and I'll start that one. It's I just feel like it's a way to start off my, although my Christmas season starts December 1st. I love Christmas music, but when I hear it like way early, I'm like, I love it, but I don't want to hear it yet, if that makes any sense. So funny you said it. Wow, 2 weeks. They're already putting up Christmas music. Christmas lights in the Galleria.
I'm sure.
And what are we? We're at the October 3rd.
Wow.
Yeah.
Speaking of Sinatra, My Way, I can listen to all day, every day. It makes me feel like I'm going to take on the world and change it and make it a better place. So empowering. I love that song. And then as far as my Christmas tunes, I will have to kick it off with Eartha Kitt, Santa Baby.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Love that. And then I'll have to put on Mariah's All I Want for Christmas.
Of course, yeah.
My family hates when I get in that mode because I have a whole little number that I do. I'm like, I stand up, I dance, I twirl around because that's just what it does to me. I love it. I love it. Yeah.
So again, getting back to the people, sorry, you said we're going to talk about music as far as people. So there's a song by, I think it's Etta James. I wish I were blind. What is it? Blind? I'd rather be blind. She basically, her song is about she sees. It's a blues song.
Mm-hmm.
I had no idea I even liked blues. I bought a blues CD one day, the best of blues. I didn't know anything on there except for, it'll come to me. There's one song on there I knew. The other ones I didn't. All excellent stuff. But if you never heard, you probably heard it, but I'd rather go blind. She's telling her boyfriend, rather than see you walk away with a woman, I'd rather be blind. Yeah, it's so good.
That's really so good.
It's a good music. So again, Lola, so people who are going through even tough times, man, throwing on music. And I do know a few people, they never work with music. Like, I can't do it. It's too distracting. Music can be distracting.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's the right, again, same thing with video. It can be horrible for a video, but if you pick the right, or a movie, if you pick the right song, the right
music.
It
can be so moving and get the point across so much. Yeah. And I'm always happy too when artists, when I hear a song by a particular artist and I'm like, oh, that's a lifetime song, meaning that I can so see that in commercials, in movies, whole musicals and films being made about the song someday.
Yeah.
That makes me so happy because I'm like, that is music at work doing the job that it's meant to do.
That's right.
I love that more than anything. And the people closest to me know how important music is in my life. And so for myself and like my closest friends and my besties, we all have like shared memories around certain songs.
Yeah.
And so sometimes I can be just driving to work, minding my own business, phone will ring, I'll hit and answer it, and then I'll just hear the song in my ear, and then it hangs up, and I'm like laughing or whatever, and it's one of my best friends because they heard the song on the radio, and they're like, listen,
It
just brings up everything. So, yeah, one of those songs is, there's a song called I've Got Five on It by this group called the Loonies, and so whenever one of us hears it, usually we'll call, there are three of us, call the other person and play it. Just because it's like a memory of the world's best and worst 21st birthday party that you've ever been to in your whole life. But yeah, that song is very memorable because of that party. So yeah.
Oh, wow. And again, it's funny because today we live in a different world today where, back then you had the radio. And if you heard a song you liked, my brother had his stereo system. You know, everything was a piece. You had the receiver. You know, the record player, the receiver, the tape deck, everything was separate. But when you would hear a song you'd like, if you had a cassette tape, you could hit record and record the song, you know, because that's the only way, unless you wanted to buy it, right? But today, man, I don't even know how they even make money because virtually any song I want, I can just type in, whether it's Spotify, Pandora, or YouTube, and I can listen to it. And yeah, there may be a short little commercial, but I have no idea. It's a whole different subject. I have no idea how these musicians are making money because they put a song out and now it's everywhere. Before, you had to buy the record or get it from a friend, you know.
Now, Rob, when did you come to Houston?
89.
Okay, 89. So this may have been a little bit before your time, before you even came here. So there used to be this shopping center way back when I was a really small child called Palm Center.
Don't remember.
And back, I was a toddler, like not even in school yet, but like early on in my life, before I even probably really discovered music, I knew about Prince and I was a Prince fan from the time when I could speak, basically. And so my mother went, what is, those are called eight tracks back in the day?
Way back in the day.
And so she went and stood in line for hours and hours and hours at this place called Palm Center in Southeast Houston once when Prince was, you know, they used to make stars for the mall circuit back in the day. Yeah.
Wow, the mall circuit.
Yeah, and so he performed at a Palm Center in like a trench coat and some tidy whities. And I remember she came back with an autographed 8-track for me and my sisters.
Really?
Yeah.
8-track, wow.
I Want to Be Your Lover. And that, like, that song till this day is like one of my favorites or whatever. So,
oh,
yeah.
Wow, man. And I had no idea how much talent they, a friend of mine knew music. See, I don't know music. I know, I listen to music all day long, but I don't know the facts of music. I have a friend that knows everything. And back then he's like, Rob, you know, Prince is incredible. And all I knew about Prince at that time, I think he just came out with Purple Rain.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody's going crazy. Back then I didn't see the movie. He's like, Rob, forget about that. He writes a bunch of music, which I didn't know that.
For tons of people,
yes.
Yeah.
And I had no idea he was such a great guitar player. I saw that, again, this is years later, I found out about that. Some people, that is definitely a gift. I think when you're, first of all, I would love to see, there may be videos on there in YouTube, and really, if you watch, if this is on YouTube, and you see this, put in the comments a video of somebody writing music. Like, I would love to see somebody famous where you're watching them create music. Because do they create the words first, or they write this poem?
Absolutely.
And then they say, you know what, let's put music to that. Or do they have music, and just coming up with a tune, and then expanding it to and then writing words to it. That's got to be pretty damn cool.
Mm-hmm.
That's definitely a gift.
Yeah. Oh, funny thing about music, too. I remember once, I think I may have been, was I a freshman or a sophomore in high school? I don't remember. But I was in high school, and so there was this show that came on the radio every night called Quiet Storm. So where people could call up and they dedicate songs to people that they love and this and that. And one day, I had 6 dedications.
Wait, to you?
To me.
Holy cow.
Of this song called Whip Appeal. Now, keep in mind, I didn't know what Whip Appeal was, what it meant, or anything. That got me in so much trouble. I was grounded for like a whole month, like, I don't know what this even means. What?
Was it one guy or was it 6 guys?
It was different people, yeah.
Oh, that's so cool. That is so cool.
I was like, I don't know what that means. I swear I don't know what that means. But yeah, so that.
Oh, that is so cool. I love that. All right, so also about music is that it can definitely be a very good, and this is dating-wise, it can be a great conversation thing. So I dated a girl years ago, much younger than me. And I say much. I think she was, let's say, 15 years younger. But 15 years is a big difference. And we were talking, I was talking about songs.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm telling her about the song. I said, don't you remember when it came out? We were at the club. She said, Rob, at the clubs? She said, I was like 6. It's like, okay, wow. It tells you, like, okay, wow. And now the woman I'm with now, we are basically the same age.
Uh-huh.
And it's amazing. We'll hear these songs and we like so much of the same stuff. She's like, oh, I remember hearing that back in high school. So it's, again, it's all about, I think it brings up so many memories.
It's a great connector, yeah.
Yeah, so many memories. And again, it's also a very romantic thing.
It is.
I don't know if there's anyone who, when they get married, they don't have a song, like a wedding song,
mm-hmm.
which is so cool. And like you said, a running song. I have all my music I listen to, but there is one song by The Who, and what the hell is it? It has a weird name to the song. When I get at the park, I usually look for that song to get myself started. I'm like, all right, let me get started, and then I can listen to the other stuff. Yeah, it's a motivator. It's definitely, it taps into your emotion. Again, I'm gonna bring up this video just for a second. When I do a video, and I'm sure they do movies the same way, you do everything, and then you watch. Matter of fact, there's a great story about several movies. Jaws is one of them, and Halloween. Remember the movie Halloween?
Oh, yeah.
So they said when they first, I think, if I'm not sure, I'm almost guaranteed this is the story, when the guy who a director, he had the movie done, he sent it to, I guess, the investors or whoever, and they put it in the movie theater to test it.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, yeah, it's not that scary. The only thing he didn't have was the music.
The music, so, as soon as he added the music. Added,
and they put it back and they said, man, the changes you made, he made no changes except for music. And I know the same thing happened with Jaws. When they played the first seating of it for their investors and everything, they got like mediocre. And then they added all the music by John Williams or whoever.
Wow.
So music is, yeah.
And see, now, even now, when we're done, I have to Google, because you brought up Halloween, which made me think Jamie Lee Curtis, which made me think of other films by her that I absolutely love. My favorite being Prom Night. And so in Prom Night, they play this song, Love Me Till I Die. So now I'm like, who was that? So now when we're done here today, I have to go and find out who that was, because it just triggered such a good memory, because I absolutely love that movie. That's one of my favorite movies of all time.
So. Oh, yeah. So I guess we can kind of close out with, again, you coming from your background, people going through good times, bad times, whatever. I know quiet is important. I understand quiet. Sometimes mm-hmm. it's actually just you need quiet.
Mm-hmm.
But just the power of music to make you in a better mood, a somber mood, if that's what you need to be mm-hmm. in, to be relaxed. I mean, just talk a little bit about, you're going through some crap.
Right. So if you're going through something, I want people out there to know that it's important to recognize that music moves you. And so music is part of the transcendent function. It can transform, it can move, it can change you, the world around you, the way you perceive the world. And so really just being able to give yourself over musically can really change what can be a difficult time into a good time in life. Music is so powerful, and whether you're the musician or whether you're just the person on the receiving end enjoying and loving the music, that can be something that can be done.
Yeah.
And you owe it to yourself to give yourself these gifts and these things.
All right, so we'll close it out with, again, using your background,
mm-hmm.
The power of music. Just kind of talk about that for people that are going through something or whatever.
Music has the power to motivate, to soothe, to energize. Music is powerful. And so I would definitely recommend to any person that's going through anything in life, really utilize music, engage with it, immerse yourself in it, and see that it has the power to move you. Music is a part of the transcendent function, and the overall transcendent function is love. Through love, anything is possible. And I think music is wholly created through the process of love.
I agree. That's a great point.
And with that, anything is possible. And so you can use music as a salve if you're hurting. You can use music as a motivator. You can use music as a beacon of change and hope. And let music use you too. Sometimes put music on and see what happens to you. See what you're motivated to create. See what you're motivated to do or complete or finish. I know for myself, in training for this New York City marathon, I don't know where I'd be without music during this process, because it's a really intense and arduous process. But music helps to motivate me and keep me going. I mean, some days I feel like I'm going to win.
Are you training for it now?
I'm training for it now. I'm running with the Lust Garden Foundation for Pancreatic Cancer in my mom's memory. And so a whole lot of days I'm like, ooh, can I really do this? This seems so hard. But then I put on Shook Me All Night Long, and I'm like, knocking me out with those American thighs. And I'm like, yeah, run. I'm going to win.
What is the marathon? New York
marathon? It's November 5th.
Good Lord.
So it's right around the corner. So, but yeah, music really just motivates us to do things and to try things. And nothing beats a failure but a try. And I think that as long as we have music in our lives and people that make music, I mean, that's what makes the world a wonderful place. I think we're all very, very fortunate to live in the world we live in and to have the access, especially nowadays. There's so much access to music. Yeah, it's exactly. Literally at your fingertips.
It is.
I can remember like having my parents drive around to various record stores back in the day to seek out records or albums that you wanted, and that's not the life anymore. You don't have to do that.